What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
I am Keith, and I'm Jack.
And we are not government psyops. Everything we do is on the up and up. This podcast is brought to you by Taurus USA and guns.com. Taurus USA, affordable does not mean cheap. And guns.com, they sell guns, they make content, they're cool dudes. And if you're wondering why I opened the episode by very clearly stating that we were not government, like a secret government program, is well, you'll just have to wonder about that for the rest of your life. Because I don't even want to put the energy into the universe that we are just now trying to recover from. But
There
what?
was a thing. We are beyond the thing. Psyops, not
Right.
psyops.
But on that note, so this episode is about conspiracy theories, some of our favorite ones. One of my favorite conspiracy theories is the idea of these, like, first off, I actually hate the term psyop. Psyop used to mean something. It used to mean an actual planned psychological warfare operation that was executed by a branch of the government or a government agency or something like that with
Yeah,
a goal and an intent.
what was it? Venice, Central American country where the CIA was actually draining blood out of bodies to be like, yeah, motherfucker, vampires.
That's a
That's a
psyop.
psyop.
Also, I'm not even going to type that into my browser. Like, I want to know if that happened for
Operation
real.
Elder Son, a
Oh,
psyop.
no. So,
That was.
here's something that is not a psyop. Hot girls in the military posting on TikTok. Guys, the military represents less than 1% of the US population. However, in that less than 1% of the US population, sometimes hot girls join the military. Just because a hot girl or even a mildly attractive girl is in the military and is posting on TikTok does not mean she's a psyop. What it means is you need to go outside, you need to run a few miles and do some push-ups and get this out of your brain. Like, I don't know what's wrong with
Means she's
you.
under 30.
Yeah, they're not psyops. They're just girls in the military, okay? Go do a push-up or like 70. Anyway, that's my rant on that. Keith, why don't you tell the people about what kind of set this off? Like, what was the big thing in our space about it?
Oh, yes. So the other thing that was also not a psyop was the recent unfortunate incident with the ATF's e-form system. Guys, this was not a psyop, although the internet exploded with like, this is because they got their funding down and the funding is gone for the ATF e-form system. Guys, that's not how the internet works. That's not how systems work. There's not some poor intern in the basement of somewhere in Washington, D.C., feeding dollar bills into the internet machine to keep it on.
I mean,
that's not how
remember,
e-forms work. What happened if you read the emails and if you were NFA, if you have dealt with the NFA e-form system, you got this email because they sent it to everybody, which started another panic. It
I
was
got it
very
three times because I got it because
Yep, I got
I
it.
have a personal account and I have a couple of work accounts that have separate eForms accounts or access. And I was like, yes, I get it. The fucking system is down.
Yep, I've got it. I got it 2 times, and I think I've gotten the same email about 5 times on both of those systems because I have e-forms for the FFL and I have a personal e-forms for my own stuff. And so I got told like 10 times to upload my Form 2s, which doesn't matter to me because I'm not a manufacturer. I don't do Form 2s. I deal with 1s, 3s, and 4s. That's it. And
No,
if
we're
someone
talking about
dies, I will deal with a
e-forms, not
Form
your
5.
dating life.
That's it. So e-forms went down for like 3 days. Why? Actually, a very common internet issue where the system just keeps creating and stashing data somewhere, and it does it over and over and over again. And nobody looks to see that, like, hey, there's a bunch of files just building up in this corner that nobody knows about. And then the server fills up and it goes, eh. And that's what happened, which is why, if you read the emails, there's now a 90-day expiration on any draft you put in the system because literally millions of these things got backed up in the system, were just chilling there. Each one's takes up X amount of space, and it's got uploads like photographs and fingerprints, which take up a lot of space because they're high-res files. And millions of these things got backed up. So now they're nuking them after 90 days. So don't sit on your NFA paperwork, is the moral of the story. It was not a psyop. It is not because they had $150 million of their budget slashed or on the chopping room floor from Congress, which is another thing I've read. That may have something to do with the fact that wait times have suddenly gone drastically down because they're like, oh, they're going to take our money if our customer service doesn't improve. I would believe that. I would believe that as a motivating factor. However, I would also believe that they finally got an automated process they have been working on between the NICS system, which is run by the FBI, and the NFA system, which is the ATF's domain. I would suspect they finally got an automation there done, which shouldn't have been as hard as it is, but it is because government. And so that's
That
why wait times are down for individuals specifically, because now you can do a NICS check, and once it clears, they can be like, send.
Bro, the fact that NICS and eForms weren't like, I would have rather waited for eForms to be built for an extra 6 months for them to just do the integration off the rip so that a NICS check went populated into eForms. But, you know, because it's a government conspiracy and they don't actually want to approve your NFA items and they want us to all be just
Never.
running
They don't
around.
like collecting $200 every time you buy everything. The
Right.
government
It's,
doesn't like money.
yeah. The conspiracy that the ATF doesn't want to approve your NFA items is patently untrue. It's not that they don't want to approve them. It's that you submitted a Form 1 to build a suppressor out of a car oil filter, and the stated purpose on your Form 1 was shooting the government. So no, they're not gonna approve that
You know what? The
one. I
sad
wish
thing
you
is, I
to
think they
tax
probably
this
would.
dick.
They're just
You know,
like, hey, whatever.
they might. Well, and here,
What
you know,
what's the funniest listed reason you've seen approved? Clown got approved. Clown
Clown
got
did, yes.
approved.
Approved.
I've seen Alien Invasion. That one got approved.
I just put what I'm actually making it for. Like, I wanted to make a backpack. I wanted to make a compact single shot SBR, and they're like, that seems reasonable. And so one of the lesser known secrets about the ATF, and something that you would not realize if you watched. So part of the ATF's PSYOP was while they're right after their systems went down, then their director went on the TV to talk about guns and how dangerous they were. And it
And he
was,
brought an expert.
boy, howdy, that expert was.
He was on that struggle bus with that Glock, my friend.
I mean, if you guys didn't see it,
That
you
was,
should watch it just
it's
because
so
it's
funny.
fucking comical. But it's
It's
also
so
like,
funny.
I mean, here's the thing. And one of the things people don't know, I have friends who are ATF agents on the law enforcement sides. I have a friend who works, I have friends who work in Fat D. Fat D is full of gun nerds, by the way. And
Oh,
also,
yeah.
again, best agency department
Best
name.
sub-department acronym ever, the
Yeah.
Fat D.
I have friends like Fat D's full of gun nerds. You got to know, like, the gun nerds in Fat D were watching that just being like, oh, the fuck is
Now they
this?
think we're all retarded.
No, we don't think you're retarded. Well, so we think some of you are
Some of
retarded
like
for sure.
Gettleback, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
Now, speaking of conspiracy theories, so we had another one that popped up right after the ATF one, and that was because, so it was Super Tuesday, which this one was the most baffling one to me because I wonder if the people who openly espouse this on their Twitter feeds see the same color sky that I see, right? Because so if you are not familiar with the American electoral process, Super Tuesday is the day when a significant number of states hold their primaries. Their
15.
primaries. So Meta's servers take a shit. And the best tweet I saw about it was from Elon Musk on Twitter, where he said, if you're reading this, it's because our servers work. And I'm like,
One, Twitter servers go down more
all
than
the
my
time.
ex-wife.
Right. But
Secondly,
that's the best way to throw shade, is to just be like, haha, fuck you guys.
like well played. Like we're not going to deep dive into the viability of your service. However, well played in the
Yeah.
moment, sir. It was funny.
It was funny in the moment, but like there were people uncritically with their whole chest, with their outside voice, saying that questioning whether Facebook, Meta, Instagram going down on Super Tuesday was a practice run for shutting down the internet on the actual election day so someone
If you believe this, if you
can steal the
believe
election.
this, you need a better hobby. Let's start right there. You need a better hobby. I would recommend crocheting. Well, no, there are pointy needles, so you don't want those.
Yeah,
Those will
no.
hurt you. Maybe
Like,
trying on different bicycle safety helmets and seeing which one fits your day-to-day life, you moron.
Let's start there. If you
It's so
believe that
bad.
and you're listening to this show, I want you to go schedule a vasectomy. You need to be out of the gene pool as fast as possible.
If you're a woman, go do the lady version of that, whatever it is.
No women listen to this. Let's start there. Let's
that's, just leave that's fair.
I've seen
that's
it.
Fair.
Not like one. Three. You know how many guys hit me? I'm like, I love the show. I'm like, thanks, bud. You know how many women? None. Never. Women in my life who love me don't listen to this show. I'm like,
that is fair.
Sketch the show. And they're like, no, why would I listen to that?
Two
I
of
knew
my,
enough of you.
Two of my very closest friends who are women who are in the firearms industry do not listen to this show.
Let's start.
So,
let's do this. Let's do this.
I know the, one.
Hold on.
I know
the
one.
The first woman to contact us and say that they actually listen to this show, and can, and there will be questions. There will be questions. You will be quizzed. We'll get a Taurus gun too.
And yep, you know what? Yes, Taurus USA signs on off on that. So here's the deal: you have to contact either. So you have to either leave a comment, or if you are a woman that actually has our contact information, you can do it that way, right? Like if I get an email from somebody in like, you know, 2 minutes after this airs that says, I am a woman, I listen to the show, you win, all right? And we will compare timestamps, so you can
we're
email
gonna,
any
we're gonna
one
ask
of
some
us.
Questions. We're going to ask what your favorite episode
There'll
was.
There'll be follow-ups,
but the first one to fill out all the data forms and like we can be like, yep, you're actually a fan. Free gun.
Yeah,
free gun.
Free gun
Not
of
any.
My
guys,
choosing.
If you pretend to be your wife for a free Taurus gun,
you should also get a new hobby.
New hobby time.
Yeah, new hobby time.
Perhaps a slinky dress to go with it.
I don't understand how dumb you have to be to like, part of me wants to believe that these people are just saying clickbait on X to get engagement.
I don't believe that for the majority. They
so
are
many...
so bought into this stuff because it's the most entertaining thing in their lives, right?
Okay. One, Facebook going down affects nothing in the world.
No.
It really, the worst it did was my friends had to like, we had to text each other. And like, my workflow communication sucked on that day. And like, I personally, as a social media manager, was like, free day off.
Basically.
And then when it came back in like an hour, you were like,
Yeah, also, worst outage ever. It was back in like 2.5 hours. So,
right, like guys, if they wanted to do something, they would make it work better. That would be the thing to like keep people from going to the polls or like totally change all the information you see on or a million other things other than turning it off.
Well, and there's a good point. So if Facebook and Instagram, like let's say on election day, Facebook, Instagram, and you know what would, if you were going to like try to keep people from going to the polls, you know what you should shut down on election day? And they already know this. I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know. You shut down Google because then people can't Google what their polling place is. All right. And I guarantee that there is a percentage of people where if they could not type in where I go vote, they won't go vote. All right. Regardless of the fact that you could go to your state, you know, treasurer, attorney general or whatever state election authority and find it from there without having to Google. But if you wanted to keep people from going to the polls, shut down Google. Or because the internet is a series of tubes, since we're using dated millennial references, you just plug up one of the tubes at one end and then people, the information doesn't get out there and people will not know where to vote. But it's just that it's a very dumb conspiracy theory and it's, you know what it is? You know what pisses me off about most conspiracy theories? Lazy. They're lazy thinking.
There's no second order thought. They're just like
first order thought. It makes sense at that first order level. And they don't, there's no like, let me Occam's razor this for literally 3 seconds.
Literally well, 3 seconds.
And that's why stuff like the moon landing, especially, is the one like that. I used to use that when I would go on dates. Like I would ask people if they believed the moon landing actually happened. And if you're that, I had a whole series of crash landings where I'm like, is this, you know, I like work questions you would work into the conversation to be like, is this going to be a one night stand or might I actually date this person?
I've definitely had some people tell me some things on dates where I'm like,
yeah. And you're like, oh, you meant that.
Oh,
like with again with your whole chest. You said that to me.
That,
but yeah, that,
I
this
had
came.
A, I had someone
started
tell me,
here, ended here, and interesting.
I had someone tell me that they felt like it wasn't a conspiracy theory, but she was like, I believe all gun owners are like narcissist crazy people. And I'm like, you know, I own guns, right? Like, I'm not, like, I'm fairly open about that fact. There's a person who knew me. And she's like, oh yeah, but you're different. And I'm like, what cognitive distance do you have in your life?
I bet you, okay, everybody who has been in the dating pool as an adult, as a guy who owns guns, who is, and past the, you need to be a gun owner past the, I just own stuff level, right? Like you need to be an avid competitor in the self-defense space, something like that.
You
that conversation
do IDPA,
has happened to you.
You go to training courses. You do something like that.
I have had that conversation happen to me on multiple occasions where someone's like, oh, well, you know, all those gun owners. And I'm like, hi, at the time I run a gun store. And they're like, yeah, but you're different. You're responsible. And I'm like,
I know
all of my friends
we've
are
also
like me.
On the flip side, all met those people that you're like, maybe not you.
Yeah.
We've
no,
met those people too.
I have a female friend who went out with a guy and she carries, and his assumption, I'm not kidding, his assumption that he told her was that in an emergency, she would give him her gun.
That's cool. Exciting assumption to make.
Was this Dan Bilzerian?
Oh man, I could watch that video clip of that cop telling him to get fucked every day and I would never see it enough. Oh.
Out of a horrible situation, we get that little gem of like, oh, you're still insufferable, Dan. That's
hey,
great.
Speaking of horrible situations that ended up being hilarious, did we talk about the Great Acorn Massacre of 2024?
All right.
The greatest part about this is...
Okay, first off, I need to clarify something. And this is a conversation I had with my wife. She's like, this doesn't seem funny. And I'm like, I need to be very clear. It is only funny because the cop was a shitty shot. Like, because no one died, this is funny.
Well, okay. Here's what I'll say. It's not funny, but for one gleaming moment, everyone.
We all agreed.
Left, all came together, were like, you suck. You in particular. And fun fact.
Was
fun
also
fact,
his partner.
Me and Keith are one degree of separation away from this guy.
We know someone who knows this guy. And
actually,
not just
we know
like,
a few
oh,
people
I met him
know
once.
This guy.
Went,
they went, yeah.
Went to
went
school
to
together.
Went to West Point with this guy. And we were like,
that's right. I forgot he was so I remember when I found out that he was a former West Pointer, my immediate reaction was, oh, well, that makes sense, because I have absolutely nothing but contempt in my heart for West Point graduates. So, and I know there's been some great ones, they're no good ones. All right. I'm sure there's
they're
a couple,
okay.
You know,
they're all autistic and they're
Ulysses
all
S.
very weird.
So Ulysses S. Grant went to West Point, I think. So he was probably all right.
Okay. So let's one. If what stimulus this thing, domestic, you know, this has been done to death. I think everyone knows at this point. What a fucking weirdo. Why two combat roles?
The combat roles were the weirdest part.
The double roles, and then just lighting up his own cruiser as he was convinced that this dude had just removed a silenced pistol from his keister and was lighting him up.
Right. This dude who was handcuffed behind his back in the backseat of his car. Now, look, I've had acorns fall on my car. The shit is loud, and it's surprising. But I did not for even a hot second think that there was a gun going off.
A couple of years ago, an incident happened where a handcuffed individual in the back of a police car who had been searched.
Did have a weapon, yes.
Did have a weapon, and he did crank off a couple of shots in the police garage.
I do
where
remember
he decided
that.
To do this. And then one chose death. Just like everybody dumped this dude. And he survived until one cop got behind him and was just like, oh, there you are, black cow. sleepy time forever. And his parents were like, why did they do that? And I'm like, because he shot at him. Yeah, you don't get to do that.
He needed the permanent nap, and he got what he needed.
So
he caught the FO nap.
So when we look at the acorn thing, is it possible the guy had a gun? I guess, but I've certainly never thought an acorn was a gunshot. I struggle with this situation, and just like the post one, you've got to watch the whole thing. If you can get a hold of the whole batch cam footage,
oh, it's his, amazing.
Like, his post shooting interview where people are like, what the fuck, bro? What happened here? And he's like, he's gone. He is someplace else. I have heard people be like, but what if he has PTSD?
The news report that I read shortly after him, that being posited in circles, like, what if, like, he was infantry and he got into special forces? Like, what if he had a bad time? The news report that I read explicitly stated that he had not seen combat, and that was because he was an officer, which is what set up, which is what actually set off the wheels turning in the head of Jack and my mutual friend, who then were like, that name sounds familiar, and looked up his class and discovered, that one.
If he has PTSD, it's no excuse. Correct. You went and took a job where firearms and violence would be part of it, and that is part of the job of being a police officer, and you decided, if 100% of your brain believed that to be a suppressed gunshot,
that your still actions did not absolve you of the responsibility to identify,
right, and be aware of your threat, be aware of your target, what's beyond it. There is no mag dump into your own car, for starters.
Now,
like,
I want to add something, and this, I feel like this has been somewhat glossed over in all of it, because this guy was a dumb dick. His partner was also equally a dumb dick, because hang on, because I've heard the argument that you're about to make is that she saw her partner lighting up their vehicle and immediately assumed that there was a threat in there and just decided to join in, and that's a reasonable reaction to have if you see your partner lighting up a vehicle.
Contagious fire is a thing.
Hold on. Here's what I'm going to say.
Maybe not equally a dumb dick.
Place yourself in her situation, because here's the thing that makes her not a dumb dick. Okay. Gunfire starts. She turns. She has no information other than gunfire. Her partner screams, in the car, where is she shooting? All right.
I did forget about the actual, like, he actually said in the car.
So she turns, she engages, pop, 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 pop. Then she stops because there's no refractory. She's not, as soon as she starts shooting, she then stops and checks. She's like, hey, wait a second. She does the thing that is so hard to do, which is ramp up all your violent aggression to 100% and then let go of the throttle.
All right, I retract my statement about her being a dumb dick.
And start processing information while fucking Dickory Doo over there is hands and knees crawling, trying to reload. The only thing that saved this from being like all the ammunition he had
was that he fell down.
And he couldn't do a reload, and he thought he was hit, and he thought he was injured. His own mental game is so beyond borked. It's almost not funny.
But what about why the combat rolls? Like, because here's the thing. And like,
I don't know why the combat rolls, but going back to her perspective, like, your West Point grad special forces partner is violently lighting up. And I don't know what their relative experience levels are on this department. But if she's the rookie, if she's the junior of the two, and your West Point grad special forces trained partner is lighting up a car, and your initial reaction is to do the same thing, like, that's understandable to a degree. And then she, like Jack pointed out, she stops and starts assessing and starts asking, you know, what's going on? What happened? What'd you see? What happened? And then he's shouting like, I'm hit. I'm not hit. And then as she's like, are you? And then he's like, oh, the plate must have got it.
Yeah, and obviously he was not hit in any way, shape,
or form.
He wasn't hit. Neither was the guy in the car. Miracles upon miracles. I want to say
that dude is about to be very wealthy.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
If you've never really seen what the payout is for when the police mess up, here's what's going to happen. He is going to file a civil suit, more than likely, as is his right. He was, now, Jack Clemmons would like to speak now as Jack Clemmons, the individual, not as a representative of any companies. The views and beliefs held by Jack Clemmons are of Jack Clemmons himself. All right, shitbag in the back of the police car. Let's start on your list of sins. You stole your girlfriend's car in a domestic dispute and then sent her pictures of you holding a fake firearm in a threatening manner if she called the police. You, sir, are a grade-A dickbag. Now, did you deserve to be shot at? No, that is wrong and a violation of your civil rights. Do you deserve to be pulled behind something and smacked around a little bit by a government official? No, because that would be an abuse of government power. Should her brother or father have dragged you behind that house and beaten you?
With a garden hose.
Yeah, with something. Yep. Yes, you deserved a beating. You deserved your shit rocked a little bit. But that would be a violation of the law of man, not of my gods. But you didn't deserve to be shot at. So you do deserve some compensation for that. I want to be very clear. You are a shitbag. You're not a good person. And maybe being shot at like this will give you some sort of clarity to life of like, I was kind of being a shitbag today. I didn't deserve this.
I did not catch a hole, however, so I'm going to take this as an opportunity.
It is the scene from Pulp Fiction where they get shot at and missed. And it's like, you know what? I am going to change life.
Let's rewind where the bullet hole's already in the police car.
Yeah, exactly. deep cut.
Now I'm picturing the scene from True Lies where he lights up the bathroom and there's just like holes everywhere.
How well made are these cop cars? This poor dude had to be laying there.
Like wandering out like,
he's probably gonna get like high six figures, low seven figures check, which he'll then blow.
Yeah,
if
he'll catch something else in the meantime and they won't have to pay out. So,
oh no, they'll still have to pay out on this.
Short
him dying.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, the guy's a scumbag. No questions asked about that.
I hope he makes a hard shift in his life.
Decisions.
And he's like, hey, baby, I'm sorry I stole the car. This clearly escalated. I'm a dumbass. Take me back or don't. That's up to you. But I will be getting this fat check from the government. And if you take me back, I'm going to buy you a brand new Altima because you know it was an Altima. It
probably was an Altima, or it might have been a Sentra. Let's be real. But anyway, so the other thing that came out of that is the memes were absolutely fire.
It was universally so. The memes were fantastic, and everybody. It was a unifying moment for the internet of just like, wow.
And they fired him so fast,
which they there was.
They were just like. Goodbye.
There's like, and here's the thing, right? Like, I understand some use of force cases. They need to like investigate. No investigation for that one. We all saw the footage. Hasta la vista, baby.
Hey, Bobby, can I get you in my office real quick? Yeah. I'm going to need your gun, your badge, your shoes. Give me your shoes. I'm going to take your shoes. Like, bro.
I'm going to hit you
your
with
dignity. You don't have that anymore.
So. Hey, Bobby, check in with me real quick before you clock in today. Do I even have to say anything? No.
Like, you know you're fired, right?
Like, you know you're fired. You are a shit canderer.
I don't even know why you bothered to come today.
If
that,
I was
that,
you,
like, that
I
was
would stay
very
home.
enthusiastic on your part, like very optimistic, very enthusiastic. Wrong. I
Also,
would have.
don't live in this state. Like, you got to change your name. You got to
Also,
move.
can I just say, of course, Florida. Of course, this happened in Florida. Like,
now, I will say, I do want to
like, what a random.
humanize a moment where I had a very similar incident to this. And to show that we are humans and we too are fallible, I did have a moment that was my acorn moment. I was driving my friend to the airport in Detroit, and a giant biological smashed into my windshield so hard that I panicked and drove off the road and believed for a moment, actually for like several hours, that an airplane had opened up its gray water tank and dumped human feces all over my car. It was not. It was a Canada goose had shit on my car. And it was so big, and the impact of it was so it hit the windshield, it went everywhere. I screamed like a girl. I was like, ah! My partner was like, ah! We were like, what the? I drove off the road in my Dodge Magnum. I was like, brrr.
Then we got back car.
On. Then we got back on the road. I'm like, why? Why would someone shit on my car? And from that moment on, it was on site with Canada Geese.
For the record, if you're listening to this and you are a Canada Goose, it's on site regardless, because
yeah, I'm just don't.
Nope.
I hate them things. There's like, they live down on the running
there,
trail
there
that
are,
I use.
There are a few irredeemable animals in this world, and Canadian geese are all of them.
I would rather hunt raptors with a shotgun than
justice
fuck with
for
Canadian.
Justice
for Muldoon.
You want to
do
talk
it.
About conspiracy theory. Okay.
Do it. Send it, Jack.
All right. Robert Muldoon is the game warden and head of security for Jurassic Park in both the book and the 1993 film. Robert Muldoon dies in the movie. He doesn't die in the book.
No, in the book he lives.
You know why? You know what Robert Muldoon, experienced big game hunter, carries with him in the book? A fucking rocket launcher. Because he lives in a world where giant 3-ton animals live. And he's like, hey, I better have a case full of laws in the back of my truck. You don't have a job until you have your truck law. Your truck gun. Truck law. That's where it's at. But in the movie, you know why? Because Hollywood had to do some fuckery. Look at Robert Muldoon. Look when he walks anywhere. His quads are just like solid packed muscle.
And they fill out those shorts.
He's wearing knee socks and he's masculine. That's how tough this dude is. Knee socks and shorts, and you're like, that's a man. He's got his hat with one side folded up. He's wearing his vest, his cargo shorts. He's ready to go. And what does our experienced game hunter take from his personal arms locker?
To hunt dangerous multi-ton animals.
To go out into Jurassic Park. I take my Fianchi Spaz 12. I'm sorry. Did I get off the bus in Crazy Town? You took the Jam-O-Matic Fold-O-Matic out into the world and was like, shrack, shrack, let's go. Literally, no movie can show this guy. It jamming on the third shot in Jurassic Park is the most realistic scene with a Banshee Spaz 12 ever.
Yeah, no, it really is. And like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, when they drop it on the ground, like, yep, it's fucked.
So they know the gun doesn't work well. Robert Muldoon is put in this movie by Hollywood to die, to take away our masculine heroes. Who is the hero of fucking Jurassic Park? Alan Grant. Alan Grant has a testosterone level of a freshly picked avocado.
He's like, hey, we have Indiana Jones at home.
Right. Alan Grant is so insecure in his masculinity that when a 13-year-old challenges him on a subject matter, He takes out a bone and like starts carving on the kid, trying to scare the shit out of him. That's not manly. Admit, if you watched a grown man try and scare a 13-year-old like that, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, that's not okay. He's a kid. Well, one, why is the kid on the dig site? That doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, Robert Muldoon is out here stalking in the jungle with his fucking shotgun with the stock all folded. Folded? Robert, why? Is it storage mode?
He's like, oh, experienced big game hunter, and you know there are multiple of these things
I'm 100 yards away from this raptor. Better unfold my stock. Oh, right.
Why didn't he have like a 458 lot or a side by side express rifle? Like something that big makes game sense.
Gun would have made sense.
Right. Like,
big gun bolt or lever gun.
Yeah. If you wanted to do the shotgun route, a Benelli M1 would have been perfectly fine, would have looked very similar on screen. Yeah. And yeah, if I'm hunting Raptor, I probably want something with more than two shots that's semi-auto. I probably want a 12 gauge so I can chop them legs out from under them things. But Robert Muldoon is killed to make Alan Grant look better. Alan Grant sucks. Let me just say that. Alan Grant sucks. Is he brave? Yeah, he's a little brave. He goes out there to save those kids.
He does. Alan Grant.
He does
has
heroic
a good
things
arc.
For what he's able to do. But
in
like,
real life,
Muldoon,
in real life, we can all accept the fact that Muldoon probably wouldn't have waited for an order to go get the kids. Muldoon would have been like, "There's a problem with the fence. All right, I'm gonna get in my truck full
Which
of guns
full
and
of
rocket
rockets.
Rod. I'm gonna go get the fucking people that are out in the park and bring them back here." Where me and
I'm the security director and it's my job.
Where we will chill in this armored room until help comes. It's full of food. I've got a bunch of rocket launchers. Everybody chill. This is welcome to.
Can we just say,
and Jurassic Park.
We need to close out on this, but can we just say that there's a trend through all of the Jurassic Park movies that the weapons that they take are wildly inappropriate for the situations that they're going to be in. Like the one where they rebuilt the island and all of that, and the rich guy who runs the island is flying around in his helicopter with a 7.62 minigun. Sure, raptors, like roughly people-sized animals, fine, whatever, 7.62 minigun, fuck them up. What's that going to do to a T-Rex other than piss it off?
Actually, I will say the Lost World when they send those mercenaries. Which
those
I
guys
also,
were pretty well equipped.
I do want to
like,
dude, think about
the dude
this.
Running in there with a 50 cal. I'm like, no, that feels appropriate.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Reasonable.
Hold on, that's the third one. I'm talking about the second one when Engine hires a bunch of like mercenaries and big game hunters to go collect a bunch of them.
Oh yeah,
and they have like all the trucks and everything. I want you to imagine you just get back from like a contract in Iraq and you're working for Blackwater and one of your buddies like, hey man, I know kind of short notice, but like, pay's good. I got another one, tropical location. Like, yeah, sure. What are we doing? You're not going to believe this shit, but they want us to hunt some dinosaurs.
We're fucking stealing dinosaurs.
Bro, I am in. We are going to steal dinosaur boats? Nah, bro. Dinosaur. You know, these guys are like sitting there, like in the briefing, looking at each other like,
this can't be real.
Y'all pull them up $1,000 a day. Goddamn right, I'll hunt some dinosaur for you. Fuck it, let's go.
Give me that HKG3 over there. Hell
right,
yeah.
And like, they had like grenade launchers and machine guns and all this other stuff. And
if memory serves me, the smallest rifle I saw was a 308, which man portable. All right, that makes sense. That's a place for it. So, anyways, guys, that has been Conspiracy Theories on Gun Day Brunch. We went a little bit off the rails, which we haven't done in a while. So, you're freaking welcome for that. We will be back next week with another new episode. And until then, keep liking, sharing, subscribing. And also, if you think that hot e-girls in military uniforms are a psyop, do 1,000 push-ups. 1,000.
1 million push-ups.
1 million. Zen.